Chapter 6.
I don't like this, Murphy said. Helen Beckett has got plenty of reasons to dislike you.
I snorted. Who doesn't?
I'm serious, Harry.
The elevator doors closed, and we started up. The building was old, and the elevator wasn't the fastest in the world. Murphy shook her head.
If what you said about people beginning to fear you is true, then there's got to be a reason for it. Maybe someone is telling stories.
And you like Helen for that?
She already shot you, and that didn't work. Maybe she figured it was time to get nasty.
Sticks and stones and small caliber bullets may break my bones, I said. Words will never, etc.
It's awfully coincidental to find her here. She's a con, Harry, and she wound up in jail because of you. I can't imagine that she's making nice with the local magic community for the camaraderie.
I didn't think cops knew about big words like camaraderie, Murph.
Are you sure you're a real police person?
She gave me an exasperated glance.
Do you ever stop joking around?
I mutter off-color limericks in my sleep.
Just promise me that you'll watch your back, Murphy said.
There once was a girl from Nantucket, I said. Her mouth was as big as a bucket.
Murphy flipped both her hands, palms up in a gesture of frustrated surrender.
Damn it, Dresden.
I lifted an eyebrow.
You seem worried about me.
There are women up there, she said. You don't always think very clearly where women are concerned.
So you think I should watch my back?
Yes.
I turned to her and looked down at her and said, more quietly, Golly, Murph, why did you think I wanted you along?
She looked up and smiled at me, the corners of her eyes wrinkling, though her voice remained tart.
I figured you wanted someone along who could notice things more subtle than a flashing neon sign.
Oh, come on, I said. It doesn't have to be flashing.
The elevator doors opened, and I took the lead down the hall to Anna Ashe's apartment and stepped into a tingling curtain of delicate energy, 4 or 5 feet shy of the door. I drew up sharply, and Murphy had to put a hand against my back to keep from bumping into me.
What is it? She asked.
I held up my left hand. Though my maimed hand was still mostly numb to conventional stimuli, it had never had any trouble sensing the subtle patterns of organized magical energy. I spread out my fingers as much as I could, trying to touch the largest possible area as I closed my eyes and focused on my wizard senses.
It's a ward, I said quietly.
Like on your apartment? She asked.
It's not as strong, I said, waving my hand slowly over it. And it's a little cruder. I've got bricks and razor wire. This is more like aluminum siding and chicken wire. But it has a decent kick. Fire, I think. I squinted up and down the hall.
Huh. I don't think there's enough there to kill outright, but it would hurt like hell.
And a fire would set off the building's alarms, Murphy added. Make people start running out, summon the authorities.
Uh-huh, I said, discouraging your average prowler, supernatural or not. It's not meant to kill.
I stepped back and nodded to Murphy.
Go ahead and knock.
She gave me an arch look.
That's a joke, right?
If this ward isn't done right, it could react with my aura and go off.
Can't you just take it apart?
Whoever did this was worried enough to invest a lot of time and effort to make this home safer, I said. Kind of rude to tear it up.
Murphy tilted her head for a second, and then she got it.
And you'll scare them if you just walk through it like it wasn't there.
Yeah, I said quietly.
They're frightened, Murph. I've got to be gentle, or they won't give me anything that can help them.
Murphy nodded and knocked on the door. She rapped 3 times, and the doorknob was already turning on the 3rd rap.
A small, prettily plump woman opened the door. She was even shorter than Murphy, mid-40s maybe, with blonde hair and rosy, cherubic cheeks that looked used to smiling. She wore a lavender dress and carried a small dog, maybe a Yorkshire Terrier, in her arms. She smiled at Murphy and said,
Of course, Sergeant Murphy, I know who you are.
Maybe 1/2 a second after the woman started speaking, Murphy said, Hello, my name is Sergeant Murphy, and I'm a detective with the CPD. Murphy blinked for a second and fell silent. Oh, the woman said. I'm sorry, I forget sometimes. She made an airy little gesture with one hand. Such a scatterbrain. I started to introduce myself, but before I got my mouth open, the little woman said, Of course, we all know who you are, Mr. Dresden. She put her fingers to her mouth. They were shaking a little. Oh, I forgot again. Excuse me. I'm Abby. Pleased to meet you, Abby, I said quietly and extended my hand, relaxed, palm down, to the little Yorkie. The dog sniffed at my hand, quivering with eagerness as he did, and his tail started wagging. Hey, little dog. Toto, Abby said, and before I could respond, said, Exactly, a classic. If it isn't broken, why fix it? She nodded to me and said, Excuse me, I'll let our host speak to you. I was just closest to the door. She shut the door on us.